He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, we're moving along here. It's He Said, She Said, and She Said is going to be saying some cool stuff today. We got some neat stuff on our agenda, and everyone's feeling good and healthy, I hope. So what's cooking, my dear?
So what's cooking for August 2015 is Ruby Red Grapefruit and Avocado Salad. Now, this recipe is on the website, and I have talked about this before, but seeing how it's so warm outside, it's summertime, I just thought that I would bring this one back up again, and hopefully our listeners and I will make it again. The Ruby Red Grapefruit and Avocado Salad, it's really deliciously versatile, as a lot of the recipes that I make are. You can have it for breakfast, for lunch, or for dinner. So that's pretty cool. You can actually have this for breakfast as well, right? This unique concoction makes a wonderful companion to seafood, chicken, quinoa, or wild rice. You can add it to fish and chickens, or you can just make it a vegetarian. Now, Ruby Red Grapefruits and Avocado Salad, it's refreshing, and it's crunchy, it's smooth, sweet, and tangy. What more do you want? And the best of all about this dish, Corey, is that it's alkaline forming, and it's great for heart health. So there you have it. Avocados have a lot of characteristics that make it a wise choice for athletes. Yep, for athletes. So one avocado contains a whopping over 1,100 milligrams of potassium.
That's good.
Uh-huh, and 18 milligrams of sodium. That's a 64-to-1 ratio in favor of potassium. What is nature's ratio, Corey?
On average, 7-to-1.
There you go. So avocados. However, due to their high percentage of fat, which is 77%, that's high, avocados provide a reliable source of vitamin K, E, and EFAs, all of which reduce inflammation. And that's the big topic these days, is inflammation. So it has a low glycemic index, so it's stabilizing for the blood sugar. And you can also blend an avocado into your pre-workout shake or your nighttime shake. So they're great to eat or drink, and they're even great just on their own. So there you have it for the avocado. Now, the grapefruits, and you love avocados. We have them every night in our salad, right?
Well, I want the fat.
Yeah.
The fat that I want. You know, we are
potassium
basically following a low-carb, higher-fat, high-protein diet, you know, if you want to use high and low as comparative terminology. But when you reduce your carbs, you need a fuel source. You need some energy, right? Where are you going to get your energy from? And the fantastic thing about an avocado is that it's raw, so it's enzyme-rich, it's alkaline. Most of the fat's monounsaturated. I'm going to talk about that quite a bit this month, too, because my topic for my tutorial is fat, and I use an avocado as an example.
Fantastic. Also, people have asked me, what do I eat before I go out drinking if I know I'm going to go to a bar and have some cocktails? I say, eat a whole avocado. That's what I would do.
Yeah, have it with a steak, too.
Yeah, have an avocado, and then you don't feel sick. It coats your stomach. It's heavy fat, and you probably won't drink as much. Just try eating an avocado. That's if you like
avocado. You've got a bucket of booze, basically. Everyone knows
exactly.
That. You know, you don't do that, you're going to get in trouble.
I know. Okay, then you've got the grapefruit, and it's classified as a berry. And grapefruits have a bright yellow with a thick peel, or they can be pink, or they can be red in the flesh. Unlike avocados, grapefruits contain virtually no fat at all. And the primary source of energy are low glycemic carbs, which is 15 grams per grapefruit. These little gems are mostly water. So sometimes in the afternoon, I like to have the grapefruit. It's like watermelon. It's very refreshing. There's a lot of nutrients in it, antioxidants, phytochemicals, vitamin C, bioflavonoids, fiber pectin, and lycopene. So get into the grapefruits. They're awesome. Now, when we mix them all up into the red grapefruit and avocado salad, what I do in a bowl, I cut up two ripe avocados, one red grapefruit, chopped up, get rid of the pith, a half a cup of red onion, and a half a cup of really authentic goat feta cheese, a half a cup of raw pumpkin seeds, and mix them all together, and away you go. However, we want to add a beautiful spicy avocado dressing, okay? So what we do with this, now you can add whatever dressing you want onto this combination, but I like the spicy avocado. So what I do is one part extra virgin olive oil, one part freshly squeezed lemon, one whole avocado, lots of raw garlic. Now you add how much raw garlic you like. We like lots of raw garlic, some crushed chilies, and to sweeten it up a little bit, I add a tablespoon of unpasteurized honey and a little bit of sea salt, just a tad of sea salt if you like. Blend it together, and you've got this beautiful, creamy, it's almost like a green goddess dressing. And then you top that on top of this beautiful concoction of avocados and grapefruit and goat feta cheese. What else was in there? Pumpkin seeds and chilies. It's delicious. So that goes with scallops, shrimp, steak, fish, whatever you want to add it to. It is just a really beautiful combination, or eat it on its own.
Well, I think the ahi tuna or the garlic prawns are my favorite with that. Prawns, you know, and they're so good for your heart and your brain and your chemistry.
Now, a lot of these recipes that I always mention, they're basically just the foundation, and you can create whatever you want from it. And these little creations I've created myself, I've tried something that somebody else has made, and I say, oh, I think I'm going to add a pumpkin seed to that, or I'm going to add a little bit of this to it, or a little bit of that to it. So that's what it is. It's basically just an idea, and you can add or subtract anything that you like from this. But go for a really nice, like I said, a shrimp, salmon, crab, chicken breast, tuna, and mix this nice salad with it, and that makes a beautiful combination, just that. Or take it to a barbecue or something like that. But get on it. Get on the grapefruit and the avocados, man. That's where it's at.
Yeah, and if you have it with some kind of seafood, having a pescatarian meal, that's a vegetarian that only eats seafoods and fish, which is probably, if you had to choose, if you couldn't get like wild game, like a buffalo hunter or something, then I would say that that probably is the best diet in the world, a pescatarian diet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I love seafood. I know you do too, but imagine if you had unlimited access to all of the different seafoods, the shellfish included. You know, fishermen, they're probably the healthiest specimens on the planet, right? They're elastic, they're lean, their brains are intact as they age. So a lot of good stuff in the seafood.
Yeah, I don't think I would crave a big steak.
No, but you could eat other kinds of fish too, like mahi-mahi or even shark. And you know, some of them you have to be careful now with the deep water fishes and the pollution and all that.
Yeah, for sure.
But shark from the right environment is like eating a steak. It's really thick and heavy, you know?
Yes, exactly.
And there's other fish like that too, all kinds of fish.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So I think I could have fun with that too, with beautiful salads. So get on to it. The Ruby Red Grapefruit and Avocado Salad with a spicy avocado dressing.
Right on. Okay, so who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Dr. James Coppin. He's been practicing for about 43 years, so that's a long time. So he's seen a lot of
experience.
Out. Exactly, absolutely. He's got a fantastic sense of humor, and he did a wonderful lecture at the Superhuman Conference in Vancouver. So the wellness prevention focus. With training in orthomolecular, Ayurvedic, functional, anti-aging medicine, and also bioidentical hormones and nutrigenomics. The list goes on and on.
Dude is on top of his game, man.
Exactly. He is the medical director for Air Canada, and as I said, the list goes on of all his training that he has. You asked him a question which is really interesting, the difference between conventional and functional medicine. Conventional medicine is about what it is. The new approach of functional medicine is why. Why is it manifesting, and what is the root cause? He says he's like a Sherlock Holmes of medicine, and it's one of his favorite characters, investigating the obvious, right?
Well, it's very Aristotelian, because Aristotle said that everything in essence has a function, and once you understand its function, then you can learn so much about it, you know, like, so he's looking from the inside out. He's really interested in causality, you know, which I think you and I and many of our students and friends are also interested in why. When it comes to health and function, right, why? I want to know why. You know, if you've got a skin disorder like dermatitis, why? Okay, there it is. You lather it with some kind of ridiculous pharmaceutical cream, but why? Where is it coming from? What is the ultimate cause? What's the source of the problem, right?
You don't focus on the disease. You focus on the host. So what's going on with the host and why are they suffering? Like you mentioned, he always begins with an analysis of the host on a cellular level, cell membranes, hormones, major cell signaling systems. Basically, he does a cell analysis and using energy.
That's the new medicine for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, which is really interesting. And he says a lot of this came from the research goes back to sports medicine for athletes and what it takes to perform at optimal levels, which is pretty cool.
Well, that's, again, another great take on sports nutrition. You know, if you want to learn about health and anti-aging and wellness and function, get into sport and activity, because every time you go to a gym, it's like a lab test, right?
Mm-hmm.
You test yourself. You push yourself and you see how you feel in response to the stress, right?
Exactly.
You never do that. You never can gauge your loss. You start losing as soon as you stop doing that, and you won't be able to gauge it because people don't feel the loss of the function by just sitting around a table, you know, and doing nothing.
And then you asked him a question about patients and the patient compliance. And, you know, he says he sees a lot of people who've lost the joy of life. And what are they chasing in their life? And he tries to get people back on track. But, you know, the patient has to take action. They have to have personal disciplines. And the special thing, you know, it's about expressing your free will. And those are the ones who really do take action are the ones who grow and get better. So, I mean, you know, you can take all these tests and all these exams and you can have people talk to you about this, that, and the other thing. But at the end of the day, it's all about you and you taking action, right?
Yeah, well, that's the step, right, in the process of life. Number one is get clear about what you want. Number two is find out how to get what you want. Number three is take action.
Mm-hmm. Another thing he talked about was about, because we talked about diets, and he says no one specific diet for all. And I like that concept. Not all supplements are for all. And maybe the supplement, yes, but it has to be in a different form. Right? And he said one of the biggest scams out there in diet was the low-fat, high-carbohydrate diet.
It goes back 100 years, and a lot of myth information and information that was fudged and altered and modified with intention to mislead and sell, sell, sell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way people eat today is a function of propaganda.
Right.
And they don't think about what they're doing. They just kind of go by trends and what the media promotes and what the next door neighbor is doing. You know, like
It's on TV, so therefore it's got to be.
The celebrity is doing it.
Then you talked about vegetarianism, and he said they're breaking the rules of genetics by being a vegetarian. The reality is you are human. However, he does recognize and honor the fact why these people are becoming vegetarian, if it's for spiritual or the animals, you know, preserving animals and all that. However, you're breaking the rules of genetics.
Which is science and nature and reality, which is what I loved that when he said that.
Yeah,
that's
that
so
really
true.
Cool.
If you break the law, like in sport, if you break the rule, you get penalized.
Right.
You have to sit in the penalty box and suffer.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was fantastic. And then you asked him a question about the physical component, the mental academic component, and the spiritual component. Each one of these, all three sides, needs to have continuous balance. It's not just the physical. It's not just the mental. It's not just the spiritual. Because you asked about all these academics out there that know everything about everything that there is, yet they don't eat properly or exercise or take their supplements or get enough rest. What is the problem? They're only working on one path, only on one side they're working on, and you have to have all three in order to have balance. So that was really good, right? Which we know, but it's really good to hear it again.
Well, you know, I really like Richard Dawkins. He's a biologist, and he's helped me a lot in my own personal life. I've read pretty much everything he's written, and I was watching a documentary last night, a discussion between him and a professor. And I'd like to get stuck with him in an elevator for like 2 days. So he couldn't leave or escape or run away, and we'd just sit there and talk. And there's other people I'd like to be in that situation with, too. But I'd like to ask him about his own personal life and why or why not he exercises and why or why not he eats a certain way. They never talk about that part of their life. Like if the physicist is going on about, you know, some new theory, you never really hear anything about how he lives personally at home. Does he sit and watch TV and drink beer and eat pizza?
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think the people who are listening to him and what he's doing and what he's presenting is really pertinent to that. They don't want to know that. You care about that, but I don't think they care about that.
Well, yes.
I would like to know myself. I think it's interesting.
Well, because these guys are getting into life itself. They're talking about belief systems and religion and denying it all, and it's an atheist and advocates an evidence-based take on reality. So you base everything that you think and feel on evidence, and so that relates to the function. And, you know, again, what's more important than a person's life?
Exactly.
You know, your dedication, your commitment, your discipline, all of that is great, but then at the end of the day, if you suffer in some way that no one knows about because you're hiding that, and then the reality of your life is that you've got all kinds of health problems, you know, you might be a brainiac, but you might have emotional problems or mental problems, and the question is why? Isn't that important? I mean, is there anything more important than that?
No, it's all important. And that was fantastic. Thank you, Dr. James Coppin. That was a fantastic interview.
Yes, and I just want to add in there, too, that he's the father of Fraser and Spencer Coppin, who are our student grads. And finally, we connected with their dad on an SNU, and he made a comment about that towards the end of the interview, too, about the impact of the CSNA on their life and how people that complete the program go on to much greater and bigger things, which really turned my crank.
Oh, that's very kind of him to say that.
Right, and I've been having a lot of discussions lately with people that have come back to the program. They got caught up with life, they had a hard time, they went through a divorce, or they had a medical problem or something, and then they quit. They came back and said, I want to complete it, and then they realize now that my health is number one, I should not have done what I did. I've got to learn more. I've got to look through the window and see the light and then focus on myself, because I neglected myself. I abandoned myself. I put myself on hold like so many people do, right?
Right, exactly.
So anyway, that was great to hear him comment on the effect of the CSNA education on his two sons, who he truly loves, and they have a great family connection going on. It was just great. Super healthy.
Thank you.
Yes, and so let's get into your hot topic, the HT.
The hot topic for this month would be recovering from a holiday weekend, or going to the lake for the weekend, or taking time off for a couple of days. And you know, it's party time, party season, and how do you cope? Because I'm coping right now with a few of my students who come back from a long weekend or whatever, and, you know, they're just not performing at optimal levels. And I just say, well, you just came back from a three-day binge. What do you expect? Right? Oh, no, well, I wasn't that bad. I didn't drink that much. I didn't eat. I didn't eat well. Then you find out that they did, right? But what do? When you're overeating, late nights, parties, and then you go back to work and you're feeling, well, basically they're just depleted. So what is the best remedy for this? I think the best remedy is before you go. It's like an athlete training for a competition. It's not what you do on that day. It's what you do prior. What do you do to train to be able to compete?
Well, I think that the nutrition, you see, a lot of people might be somewhat committed to a healthy diet, and then they completely let go of that when they go away and party, or like this happens often too when you go on a trip, like a cruise, or let's say that you travel to England or you go somewhere on a trip for a week, and then they just let everything go. They pay no attention, nothing. They just become a free spirit, eat whatever, do whatever, don't think about nothing, just have a fun time. It kind of like disappear from reality.
I hear this all the time. Well, it's good. It's okay once in a while. It's okay.
Well, my point is that you don't have to do that with food. You don't have to eat a bunch of crap. And if you do, that's really the problem, because the lack of sleep and the partying and the alcohol and all of that becomes 1,000 times worse and more damaging when you have the terrible, crappy diet combined. But if you don't, this is my point, if you have excellent nutrition, you just do it. It's a consciousness. You don't have to eat a bunch of crap to have a fun time.
Oh, my, I know. These people are saying, well, we had cheesies and we had some poutine and we had...
Now, if you're eating that,
mini donuts,
get it.
I'm going, you did what? And then you're wondering why you got leg cramps? You know what I mean? It's just like, hello. Exactly. We started dancing. We started moving around. It's like doing squats all of a sudden, right? Yeah, you're not going to feel good. You're going to have pain. and you're not going to feel well. You're going to be sick. And look at all that crap you just ate. Well, we didn't eat a lot of it, and it's okay once in a while. Well, okay then you're going to feel like that, right? They just can't stay away from it, you know? Like, they have no foresight. Is that what I
think? No, I think it's something more, something deeper. I think that they are somehow locked into a struggle in their life in terms of day by day, and they're doing what they think they're supposed to do. It's kind of like a law that they're trying to obey. And then when they don't have to obey it, they're like little children that do whatever they want. They're on an island. The mummy and daddy are gone, and there's no law, no government. They can do whatever they want.
That's what I thought. I thought when they're telling me all this, now this is not the first, there's many others. This is just one specific.
And also, I don't buy that, well, we didn't eat too much. Or, you know, so much that people try and cover up, and I don't care what they do. It's just that they're the ones that have to sleep in the bed that they make.
But, you know, I'm no saint here. I don't mean to be like that. You eat whatever you want. I don't care. But when I see your performance is not up to snuff, and I'm the one that suffers because you're not performing and I'm there, do you know what I'm saying?
And also crying like a baby, sitting on this toilet, all constipated and crying like a little baby.
I didn't go that far, but I'm just saying that when it came time for you to perform, when I'm supposed to be helping you here and working with you, now you can't perform because of your weekend, right? So people don't think ahead. So anyway, some of the things that I would have done is maybe take probiotics, take garlic, drink a lot of carrot juice before you go, stay well hydrated. Do this a week before you go on this trip. If you know you're going to frickin' blow it, right? Although you shouldn't blow it. It's a diet thing more than anything because a lot of those foods are so dehydrating and so toxic for your body. Mini donuts and cheesies and poutine, hello. So I'm not advocating it at all.
I think that you and I could go anywhere on the planet, and I literally mean anywhere, and go into any restaurant and pick and choose and come up with an excellent diet.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not because we have to. It's because we want to, because we understand the influence and the days that are coming and what it does.
Well, believe me, I've eaten in my life. I've had my share of donuts, and I've had my share of French fries, and I've had my share of all that stuff. And I saw what it did to me.
Yes.
And I don't want to go back to it anymore. It's like a friend of mine who is an alcoholic, okay?
Right.
And he said to me, there was a big plate of lasagna. We went to this big party. He goes, once in a while it's okay to have the cheesecake, and once in a while it's okay, you know, go ahead, eat it. I says, well, why don't you have a cocktail once in a while then? And he just looked at me with, he's like a deer in the headlights, you know. And I said, yeah, that's what happens to me. You don't understand what happens to me if I eat that way. A whole myriad of symptoms, I guess.
Well, also keep in mind that there's a lot of people that are anti-drug but use the food as a drug. And the only food that you can use as a drug is the junk, crap, garbage food. You can't use natural food as a drug.
Yeah.
You can't use a green salad as a drug.
Yeah. But anyway, what's going to happen now after the long weekend, which usually happens after Thanksgiving and Halloween, go right into Christmas and then into New Year's. January, the middle of January, there's a flu bug going around. It's no bloody flu bug. You're detoxifying is what happens, right? You have infection, you know? It's so easy to see that. Anyway, you got to prepare. You got to look after yourself. Don't let it get the better of you, because the holiday will get it the better of you, right?
Well, you know, the microbiome, this thing that's inside of us that has 10 times the number of cells than the cells in our body, and it's in every human being and basically starts with breastfeeding, and the mother transfers it into the baby because the baby's kind of sterile, and then it grows. It's like this sort of a combination of an alien with some humanoid-like things inside of it. It's really bizarre. Like, they're just learning what it is. And I think that when you eat the junk, it activates the monster inside. It feeds the monster. It feeds the nature of the swine, like, instead of the lamb, you know. You become miserable and upset and irritated because it affects the moods, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This thing inside of us is there. It exists inside of us, and even the scientists hardly know anything about it. But we talk about prebiotics and probiotics, and we understand this garden inside of us a lot more than, say, I think conventional medicine. But I think that's what happens. I think that what you do is when you eat the junk, it feeds it, the wrong part of it, and it becomes imbalanced, and it grows into this, like, monster inside of you that starts to wreak havoc. I think that's what it is.
And that's what it is. So take good care of yourself. Don't eat the poutine. Don't eat the cheesies. Don't eat the mini donuts.
Yeah, do whatever you want. But imagine being in a state where you didn't want anything except...
If you're going to do that, you opt to do it. Don't cry the blues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't cry the blues. Anyway,
I'll hear you howling inside the bathroom.
Yeah.
What is your final word?
My final word is by Thomas Fuller. Health is not valued until sickness comes.